Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into one of the elements from the book Extreme Ownership, written by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. We're getting into decentralized execution. Decentralized command, simply put, means that everybody leads. It's about empowering your team to be able to operate within your intent, have autonomy, and execute at their level. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Research shows that workers who feel empowered are 36% more likely to feel a sense of ownership in their company's outcomes. When your team feels that they have autonomy, when they feel that they're tied to meaningful work, when they feel that they're tied to the collective purpose of the company, and they feel they have the ability to control their outcomes and to lead at their level, they are 36% more likely to feel a sense of ownership in the company's outcomes. That is powerful. A 36% bump. Ask yourself, what would a 36% bump in ownership of outcomes mean for my team? Dedication, commitment, engagement, all of those things lead to increased performance and productivity. So letting go is the first step that a leader can take, and perhaps the most challenging step that a leader can take in building shared ownership, in decentralized execution. As leaders, it's natural to want to maintain control. It's natural to want to make sure that you have every detail planned and you have oversight of everything going on. And what this does is that it chokes out your team's sense of ownership. It chokes out your team's sense of responsibility. When you have that leader that is hovering over every detail, that micromanagement style can stifle creativity, it stifles autonomy, it stifles ideas from popping up. People on your team will just sit back and wait to be tasked. And that is the opposite of decentralized execution. When you centralize everything, people don't lead. They will simply turn into followers that are waiting to be tasked. So letting go doesn't necessarily mean abandoning your responsibilities as a leader. It means trusting your team to handle those tasks and make those decisions. Some ways that you can start effectively letting go as a leader. One is to delegate effectively. Clearly define the scope and tasks that you have and the expectations of your team. Give them that left and right limit. Show them the resources that you have provided them. Give them the support and then step back and get out of the way. Give them room to make mistakes, to learn, to grow, to try new things, as long as they're operating inside the intent. This is what I expect to get done. How you do it is up to you, right? You set those left and right limits. Secondly, to let go, you must be able to embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. Nobody is perfect. We can strive for perfection, but the learning and the innovation and creativity come in the mistakes, the iterations, the idea generations that'll occur. Understand that mistakes are part of the learning process. Encourage your team to learn from their errors rather than fear making a mistake. Focus on outcomes and not processes. This is the third way that you can start to let go as a formal team leader. Set clear goals. Let your team decide how to achieve them. Set clear goals and let your team decide how to achieve them. This is complicated, and this comes with an emotional attachment because you know what success looks like. Heck, you might even be a subject matter expert that knows how you would do it if given this specific task or this specific mission set. Step back and let your team decide how to go about things. You might be surprised what you learn and what they learn. This approach fosters innovation and ownership because your team's coming up with the solutions. So when I was in the Army, I led a space operations crew, and this was the first time that this team had come together. It was the first time that we had been given our specific mission set that we were given, and we were doing something new for the very first time. New weapon system, new equipment set, new team, new skills, new leaders. I could not lead from a position of subject matter expertise. I couldn't lead from a position of centralized micromanagement, because I was learning as my team was learning. So we had pockets of expertise, satellite communication equipment operators, information technology specialists, signals analysts. All of these different skill sets needed to come together to operate our system effectively. And I was going through the schoolhouse learning what I needed as a technical expert. But there was no way that I'd be able to ramp up and ramp ahead, no matter how many hours I poured into reading doctrine and reading tech manuals and trying to just absorb and obtain this information. We had pockets of excellence in our team. So what we did as a team, one of the things that I did to help let go of control was I set our left and right limits. You know, one day we were training on how to set up equipment. So I said, here's your task. Get this equipment set up. I want you to log the mistakes that you've made, and we're going to try to set the equipment up within 1 hour. Ready, go. And I would step back. Now you have natural leaders starting to emerge on this team. You have someone who's stepping back, logging mistakes. One task I gave was don't correct the mistake on the spot unless it's going to be detrimental to the someone's safety or health, or it's going to damage the equipment, so that we could see how things didn't work in steps 5, 6, and 7, because we made a mistake setting something up in step 3. So we got this into this rhythm of embracing learning through the process. And we had, after an event like that, we held an after action review. And we would talk about what was supposed to happen, what actually did happen, what went well, what can we improve, who's responsible for the improvement, who's taking action. So this became an atmosphere where team members learned from each other. We didn't rely on rank. We didn't rely on positional authority. We relied on knowledge, skills, abilities, and teamwork. So this decentralized the idea of I have to wait for direction from above in order to take action. Another facet of decentralized execution is building trust within your team. Building trust is essential for decentralized execution. Being able to know and feel this idea of you have the character and competence, you have a subject matter expertise, you're a person of your word, I feel I can trust you. I know what you bring to the table. Trust is a foundation that allows you to confidently let go so that your team can take on ownership. It empowers your team when you give them trust. It empowers your team when they are able to show you that they trust you as well. It's a two-way street. So ways to build trust and maintain trust within your team. First and foremost is transparency. Being open and honest about goals, about challenges, about expectations. Transparency fosters trust and aligns the team towards their common objective. So be open about what's going well. Be open about what we're here to do. Be open about the constraints that we have to operate in. There's nothing that you need to hide from your team. Give them everything that they need to know to be successful. Secondly, reliability. Follow through on your commitments and establish an environment where your team is accountable to themselves and others. Showing up on time, being prepared for the day's task at hand, having the right skill set, bringing ideas to the table, right? Consistency in actions builds reliability and trust. When your team can have consistency and predictability and you're not operating erratically, trust will start to not only take hold, but it will grow. And this is where you start to maintain trust over time. And the third way is support. Show your team that you have their back. Provide guidance. Provide when they ask you for something, follow up and provide that to them or explain why you can't if there's a constraint, especially during challenging times. Support is the assurance that encourages your team to take those calculated risks. When you give them space and you give them those left and right limits and they come back and do something differently, or they come back and ask for something that they need to operate within that space, show support for their efforts, show support for their initiative, and this will continue to strengthen the trust and the bond that you have with your team. So one of these bridges that I crossed with my team, with my space crew, was that we had some doubters within our company. We had some people that doubted that a small team of U.S. Army reservists was going to be able to develop the aptitude, the capability, the effectiveness, and the efficiency to operate this weapon system and our satellite communication equipment. I was upfront with them. I let them know that there were people who had a shadow of a doubt in our abilities. I didn't sugarcoat it. I didn't hide it. I didn't try to cover it up. I leveraged that position with transparency. I helped my team embrace being the underdog of our unit. And man, did it work. They took off. I was transparent with them about the conditions we were operating under, that people didn't necessarily believe in us. I followed through on my commitment to give them the resources, the training time, the time they needed on the equipment set to build proficiency, to build confidence and competence operating the system. And I showed them support, and I had them support each other in learning each person's role, each person's function, providing time for physical training, providing time for camaraderie and team building, providing time on the weapon system. Like I said, all of these different things provide support. So think about your team that you're leading. Where can you set the limits, step back, and then still guide and still support from the sidelines, you know, or from behind, so that your team has this feeling of leading themselves and being accountable to each other, not just to you, not just to the organization, but to each other. And that's where you start to have that shared sense of ownership through decentralized execution. Another element of decentralized execution is building collective purpose. Fostering a sense of collective purpose is crucial because you're tying your team to something bigger than they can accomplish on their own. When team members understand and believe in the mission, they believe in the vision of your company, of your team, of your organization, they're more likely to take ownership, which means they're more likely to lead, express their voice, influence others, be committed. It's not just something that the formal team leader does. Now it's a process and a team dynamic that occurs each and every day throughout your team. How to cultivate collective purpose? Number one, communicate the vision. Regularly share the organization's vision, and how each team member's role contributes to it. Tie those team members to that vision, because they're going to have a sense of personal alignment to something that's happening on an organizational scale or on your team scale. And when they see themselves being able to contribute to it, now you start to plant the seeds for commitment and dedication and ownership to take hold. The alignment of organization and personal vision helps everyone see the bigger picture. Secondly, involve the team in goal setting. Encourage your team to participate in setting goals and defining success, especially early on. If you're trying something new, if you're building a new team, take those small incremental steps. Bring your team in. What does success look like to you? What does it look like for us? Help them define that in a collective manner. The involvement of your team in this process increases their commitment and sense of ownership. When people know that they have a voice at the table, when they know that their voice is heard, they feel seen. They're going to contribute more. They're going to listen more. They're going to take more on for your team. And this is where you can then, as a team leader, start to step back and enjoy the benefits of decentralized execution. And the third way for building collective purpose is celebrate shared success. Acknowledging individual successes and individual performance is good, but acknowledging and celebrating achievements as a team is even better. Now you're building this sense of camaraderie. Recognizing collective accomplishments, it reinforces the importance and value you put on teamwork, the purpose and value you put on working towards a common collective goal, not just an individual goal. This will help shape collective purpose and help you move from a work group to a team as you decentralize execution. Another element when working towards decentralizing execution is autonomy. Encouraging autonomy is a key element in decentralized execution because it empowers your team members to make decisions and take actions independently, leading to increased motivation within your team and increased innovation within your team. Now your team is starting to understand why they're here, what they're here to do, and you're giving them space because you've built trust. You're giving them space to decide how they can do their work, how they can best accomplish their mission. They're no longer waiting on you to tell them. They're taking ownership. To do this, to provide autonomy to your team, first, set clear boundaries. Define the parameters within your team that they can operate within freely. What are their left and right limits? What decisions, space, and authority are you going to grant them within their day? Make sure these boundaries are clearly set by you, but they're also clearly understood by your team, and they know within this left and right limit, I trust you to do X. I trust you to make this decision. You have the authority to do Y. Line that out and then have them practice operating in that space. Another way is encouraging initiative. Support and reward proactive behaviors. When somebody goes above and beyond, when somebody has an idea and they pull the thread on it before asking mother, may I? That's a risk. But when you reward and you encourage that initiative, you encourage proactivity and decision making, you encourage your team members to identify opportunities, they will start to take the lead naturally, which allows you to step back and operate within that decentralized execution so your team can get more done, more productive, faster, better results. A third way is to foster a culture of accountability. Make sure that your autonomy comes with responsibility, holding your team members accountable for their decisions and outcomes. When you have that space and you give them that space, it's not that you're going to give them free rein without any repercussions. You're going to support the positive, and you've got to follow up on when something goes wrong. Make it a learning experience. Understand what happened. Tie your team to what happened. What did they try? What didn't go well? And then put them right back in action so that they can rebuild themselves, pick themselves up, dust themselves off, move forward, and they're accountable for their actions. So they know that when you delegate down, I'm not giving you a get out of jail free card. I'm giving you the space to take ownership and the responsibility that comes with it. That's a double-edged sword, but the payoffs, the dividends it'll pay are huge. So with my space team, my crew, being able to tie them to the mission that we had was huge. They understood what we brought to the battlefield. They understood how we supported our units to the left and right, they understood the bigger purpose of why we were here. So the job, the specific job function that they did, although it may be mundane, it may be long periods of nothing going on with high intensity, small moments, they understood that when called upon or when that high impact moment occurred, they needed to be pristine, ready, and able to execute. So they understood that bigger purpose of where we contributed. The autonomy that we had when training led to autonomy when we had when executing our mission. So they understood as well, after repetition, after building trust over time, that they had the ability to operate within these limits, and they took proactive steps. I'd come back from giving them time to train, and they'd come up with ideas on how they got better. If the task for today was to set up the equipment and run it within a certain amount of time, they found ways to cut time off. If the task for today was to set the equipment up with zero mistakes, they found ways to prevent mistakes from occurring. If the mission for today was to be able to do X, Y, and Z, I mean, they found ways to do it because I gave them the space, I gave them the support, and I also established that culture of accountability to each other. And my team was one of the best performing teams in our unit. By the time we were done setting up and establishing our team over a 6-month period, my crew would outperform or perform with the best of the best that did this on a full-time basis. We were very, very proud of that. We were the first space crew to be certified on our mission set, despite the doubters, despite the being an underdog. We came together, and because I decentralized execution, I didn't have to micromanage everything or learn everything first. It gave us time to learn and grow together. That was exponential growth, which led to exponential positive results. So last step here is really being able to check in with your team, to give them all this space, to give them proactivity, to give them opportunity to be tied to collective purpose. You also have to have updates. You have to check in. You have to have feedback loops, encouraging your team, asking how they're doing, taking time to coach them through things instead of dictate through things where you can. You've got to be able to flex your leadership style to step back and work within this new atmosphere of autonomy and decentralization. So you've got to be able to change that as well to be comfortable operating in this environment. So instead of the one end of the spectrum where you're micromanaging, you need to shift towards the middle and other end of the spectrum where you're doing micro coaching moments, check-ins, and follow-ups, and allowing your team time to breathe, have space, ownership, and execute. Decentralizing execution is about empowering your team to lead and make decisions. This can significantly impact performance, productivity, and team cohesion. By letting go, by building trust, by tying your team to a collective purpose, ensuring autonomy, and fostering a environment where you have feedback loops in place, you're going to be able to step back and decentralize command. And this is going to allow you to do so much more as a team leader, because now you're building a team of leaders. Remember, decentralized execution means that everybody leads, and this collective leadership approach, this shared leadership approach, is a powerful force for achieving your organizational goals. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, take time to like, share, download the episode, share it with your fellow leaders. If you found value, share that knowledge that you gained from here so that everybody has an opportunity to learn, grow, and lead at their very best. If you're a organization or a team that's looking for leadership and team development workshops for your team, focusing on collaboration, cohesion, connection, I want to work with you. I bring highly engaging, creativity-infused learning experiences to your organization so that learning will stick and you have actionable approaches to leadership that you can put into use the very next day. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey. You can connect with me on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. You can email me at will@onthestacks.com, or you can check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.